Hello, VoiceTubers. How's it going? Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I am your host, Winnie, and it's a beautiful day to be back for a pronunciation challenge. Today's video is how bugs are trained for TV and movies. Now, I am a big fan of Hollywood movies, and many of the films involves bugs. Now, scenes like that would be very hard to film, and I always thought that they were CGI generated. But before CGI was developed, filmmakers had to use real live insects. I was surprised to find out that in the Tobey Maguire version Spider-Man, they actually used a real spider. Do you know any movies that used real insects? Let me know in the comments below. And now, let's get into today's video. First, let's take a look at our sentence today. Real live insects like spiders, locusts, and butterflies play crucial roles in many memorable blockbuster films. Real live insects like spiders, locusts, and butterflies play crucial roles in many memorable blockbuster films. Now let me introduce you to our vocabulary today.
好的，今天第一个单词呢，我们就要来看到 insect. Insect 这是一个名词，就是昆虫的总称。其实我还蛮怕虫的啦。那我们来看一下今天的例句。
I've got some sort of insect bite on my leg.
我腿上好像被虫咬了一口。下一个单字我们要看到的是 pesticide. Pesticide. 如果你很怕虫的话，你家里一定会有 pesticide. Pesticide 就是杀虫剂的意思.
Pest 其实就是 insect 的另外一个字。我们来看一下例句. The pesticides that farmers spray on their crops kill pests, but they can also damage people's health.
那个农民在作物上喷洒的农药，在杀死害虫的同时，也会危害人们的健康。下一个单词，我们看到的是locust.
Locust 就是一个名词，意思就是蝗虫。那它的单位量词呢，就是a swarm of locusts. 所以如果你看到一群蝗虫就很多只，你就可以说a swarm of locusts. 那我们来看一下例句。 There were locust plagues in 1874 and 1877，分别在1874、1876及1877年都发生了蝗灾。那其实locust这个字呢，它可以带出很多的故事，比如说圣经里的出埃及记，摩西在带以色列人出埃及的时候呢，法老王不开心了，就不让这些以色列人走，于是呢。 以前的上帝呢，就对埃及发了一个诅咒，给他们的那个蝗灾，那个就叫做 the plague of locusts， 就是很多诅咒的其中之一。好，下一个字我们看到的是 grasshopper， 这个是蚱蜢的意思。来，我们来看一下例句。Let's go catch grasshoppers in the field，
让我们一起去田野间抓蚱蜢吧。 很久很久以前呢，皮克斯有出一个电影叫做《虫虫危机》
A Bug's Life， 那里面的坏人呢叫做霸王，英文叫做 Hopper， 它其实就是蚱蜢。好的，下一个单字我们看到的是 crucial， 这个是一个形容词，意思是至关重要的、关键的、决定性的。那我们来看一下例句。It is crucial that the problem is tackled immediately. 关键是要马上着手处理这个问题。
表示这个问题比较严重，需要马上处理。好，下一个我们看到的是 significant， 这也是一个形容词，意思是重要的、显著的。那如果我们说
significant other， 就是我们的重要的另外一半的意思啦。所以如果你在形容你的男朋友或是女朋友的时候，你就可以说 significant other。好，我们来看一下例句。The talks between the USA and the USSR were very significant for the relationship between the two countries.
美国和苏联的谈判对两国间的关系非常重要。最后我们看到的是
blockbuster. Blockbuster 这是一个名词，意思就是卖座的巨片啊，风靡一时的小说。那其实很久很久以前呢，我们有一个租录影带的地方叫做百视达。百视达它的英文就是 blockbuster。 不知道还有没有人知道录影带是什么？在蓝光还有 DVD 跟 VCD 还没有出现的年代的时候呢，以前看电影都是用录影带。好，我们来看一下例句。 Mission Impossible is one of the biggest blockbuster movie in the market.
不可能的任务是上市的卖座强片之一。
Okay, thank you guys for participating today, and please leave a recording and a comment because that makes me very happy, and I will see you next time.